Yesterday before Game 3, we had a chance to sit down with Riders first baseman Arturo Dísla, coming off of his hitting streak and a home run in Game 2 of this series. Let's play part 2 of that conversation right now. I heard that you got a chance to look at the rally towel that has you and the buffalo on it that Frisco's giving out later in the year. What were your thoughts on that?
Dang, that's good. It's a pretty good idea. He showed me last time. I was excited for see that towel.
Oh, you're going to need one.
Yeah, I need one. I need one for sure.
So you've got a bobblehead and a rally towel in the same year. Does that feel pretty special?
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't get nothing like that, and I'm excited to take this.
By the end of your career, your bookshelf is going to have a lot of stuff on it with you and the buffalo.
Yeah. Probably in my home. I want to bring everything from my home and put it in the walk over.
How do you feel like you have played at first base this season? Obviously, that's something you continue to work on, as everybody does. How have you felt at first base this year?
It's good, man. Pretty good. Every year, I work hard in defense. So, like, because in 24, I was, like, struggling in my defense, you know? So I continue working every day, and now I'm doing good.
You had a play earlier in this series where you were holding on the runner at first, and then you had to kind of jump coming off the bag to keep it, and you got the out at second base. Is that one of the better plays you think that you've made this year at first base?
Yeah. I think, yeah, because that ball was far of me. I used to jump and catch the ball and throw to the second base.
The one that I will never forget is when we were in Amarillo and you caught the low throw and you had to get to the base somehow and you put your bare hand right on the bag to get the out. What was going through your head on that play?
Oh, man. I don't know, because when I catch the ball, I just try to touch the base, but I don't know how, because I was the other side to the base. I just pushed my hand to the base. It was an out.
When you came back into the dugout, what was the response from the guys and the coaches after that one?
Yeah, he was excited with that, you know. He told me, because I told him if that's an out, because I didn't know that rule. If I touch the base with the ball in the glove, it's an out, he told me. But I didn't know that rule.
No one was too scared of you getting stepped on by a cleat?
Yeah, I was scared for sure, man. Every time when I catch the ball, I know something can happen out there, you know? So, yeah.
Talking with Arturo Dísla. Arturo, we've seen home runs, we've seen doubles, we've seen good plays at first base. When's the first stolen base coming?
I don't know, man. I got two already in high A, but I don't know here. They had to send me to second base, and let's see what happens, right?
So you're not going to try and steal without the sign?
No. I had to take the sign for it first.
Did your two in Hub City come with the sign, or did you do that on your own?
No, I got with the sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Arturo Dísla here on the Cacique pregame show. Arturo, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man, for the opportunity.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.